Are you saying that 2012 has no significance to it for a lot of people and nothing will happen?
It depends on how the human creators embrace it.
Well, is there anything external, like the end of the procession or anything that's happening, the end of the 13,000-year Mayan cycle that's part of this?
No. They've been drinking wine for a couple thousand years, and it's been the nectar of life, and now all of a sudden it causes problems. Oh, no, it's good this week. Oh, no, it's bad this week. Oh, no, it's good. It's bad. Well, you can't decide. And you look empirically for thousands of years, they've been drinking it out of buckets and wineskins. It's a sight that it became the only way to survive, and now all of a sudden it'll kill you quickly. The impression is that just like your global warming, just like your ozone, just like your Y2K, just like your Cold War, just like your walls, just like your other issues, just like all these other things, they create them to serve a function and a purpose, and they serve their function and a purpose to dumb the individual human creators into placidity, that you get so flaccidly placid that you don't notice where you are or care. And that doesn't serve them well, because you activate a human creator that is relaxing and allowing, and you can burn them out, and they still survive. You can put them away, and then they run the jail. You can imprison them for a very long time. Nelson, Mr. Mandela, they all did everything but kill him, and they couldn't do that, and he became president. He became the runner of the joint. Pretty interesting after a little bit, because he never noticed, and that was with apartheid and without it.
You were saying placidity is not good for the human creator if it falls subject to these Cold War memes, Y2K memes, 2012 memes.
If that becomes the answer to what's the fastest path to your joy, to turn on the plastic box and the TV body to see who almost didn't get blown up on an airplane, isn't it interesting that that would make the news? These people almost didn't get blown up on an airplane. Well, wait a minute. Wait. Normally the humans want to say, I want to see blood on the tarmac. I want to see the carnage. I want to see arms and appendages, and I want to see the charred remains. Lay them out there. Get CNN. Bring the picture cameras. Let's see it. We want to see it all. We want to see it. All their appendages burned off at the nub. That's what it takes, so much of that. And even in your media movie world, there has to be all this gore to even get your attention. Then you have your video games. If they're not killing and shooting and blood squirting and folks dying and all over the place, you won't get their attention.
I'm pretty sure Ion said that the end of the 13,000-year cycle was accompanying thinning of the veil, or maybe it didn't have anything to do with thinning of the veil, but there was some affecting of the magnetosphere.
Yes, oh, absolutely, absolutely. But that's done from the process that the human creators attach power and lividity regarding to.
The Mayans set this pattern up because they put significance in that 13,000-year cycle?
The Jewish culture would say it was the Levites, the Levitical order, if you're going that way, you see. So where does it begin?
The Jews didn't know about the Mayan calendar.
Didn't make any difference. They still wrote it empirically about this returning of this era of enlightenment. Then your flower children became it with the age of Aquarius. Your Hopi Indians, that they're in your fourth generation, that the world comes and goes, and yet you've been here all the way through the four times it circles in. Then you go into the shaman, and you go all the way into the Buddhians and all these other issues that come along, where they empirically reference these hysterically historical reference points of trying to calculate the assimilation of a time-space continuum. And every single time, TikTok's stance of metronomed timing, they get the whole gist of it, but they miss the moral to the story. And this is yet another experience that if you're looking for a reason, you'll find one. And if you need to blame something of why you're less than, 2012 is as good as any. But you also could use that as a very powerful way to come into your knowing, into your power. To damn it, be happy anyway.
What is the change in matter that's happening that's causing the volcanoes and that? There is human exaggeration of it, but there is a changing at this point in our cycle, isn't there, geologically?
Well, it depends on if you want $1 billion to come to you or not.
That would be a volcanic experience?
Well, it depends on whether there's money involved or not.
I'm addressing the changes in the magma. Is that happening?
Yes, it absolutely is. And the reason that's happening is because the human creators feel repressed. They feel pressurized. They feel like they're in a pressure cooker, and they're not going to have it anymore.
Let's just feel it. That's what you want to hear. Well, here it is. It's the end of the world as you know it. It is the end of the world as you know it. Never again will the world be known as the world is known now. But this isn't the first time this has occurred. It wasn't very many moons ago, and your recorded history science proved that the world indeed was flat. It wasn't very long ago. They would kill you if you said the world was anything other than flat. Well, that's now evolved to a point that all of a sudden now these technologies that you can't live with, you may get the opportunity to enjoy your living without.
Is there an external force related to 2012?
Yes. What you're not acknowledging, what you already have, is this all-knowing, all-powerful God, which is you, that you're leaving out of the equation. And when you put God back into the creation, all of a sudden, culpable responsibility falls with the individual. Maybe that external force comes as a hunch. Maybe that external force says, let's don't go to the Twin Towers today. It takes over your beingness, and you can't make it there. And you're mad as hell because you can't get there. As you're standing in the subway waiting to run and see the towers falling down.
Everything is internal, so external empirical evidence is irrelevant regarding 2012?
It depends on if your scientists require it to not be able to disprove it. Now, you have those faith-based creators who can have evidence of things not seen, okay? That hope realm. Now, hope is not a strategy, but it certainly can hold you until you can align your world to receive the manifestation that you are asking or wanting, desiring in your human individual experience, whether that be an emotion or whether that be take that government down. At the end of the day, what we're saying is that you are more powerful than you know. You are more powerful than you know.
And the external force is more powerful than you know.
It absolutely is. Loose it. Come into your knowing and power, and then you look at that mountain and say, mountain, be ye moved. You get in the right place, and somebody better run for cover. But the mountain's moving. When you understand that all of nature responds to you individually, when the winds and the waves obey your will, when you can look out on the water and say, nope, I'm good, peace, be still. It has no choice but to be still.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about 2012. There seems to be a lot of consciousness, if you will, about what's going to happen in 2012. Of course, you got the gloom and doom side, but specifically what I resonate with, as you call it, the meat sack, I guess there will be a sudden evolution, they call it, or spontaneous evolution. It will happen very, very quickly. It won't happen like over years, but specifically humans will be able to levitate. They'll be able to have telepathy, teleportation. Basically, the sky's the limit. How's this all going to work out?
Very wonderful, fabulous question. Now, here's what's fun about it, and you're going to like this, we promise. You human creators already do all those things. You already go to parallel worlds. You already levitate yourself. You already telepathically are imbued with, the Christian church calls that spiritual powers. Jesus said, these things I have done on this earth, you can do, and you'll do even greater things. As you come into your deity ship, very interesting, and you don't have to have a drug or a plug or a motion or a potion or a lotion to bring you into this heightened sense of awareness. All you have to do is answer the question, what's the fastest path of my joy? And then answer it, and then and only then take an action. And as you open up yourself, you've worked yourself feverishly into this place that you're in the only thing that'll ever work anyway. You're down to the only opportunity that's ever been available anyway of relaxing and allowing. You find that you can't control your government. You find your government isn't protecting you. You find that your world is crashing down around you. Well, that's great. That's wonderful, because out of that contrast, you sort of relax and allow to the place. Well, great. It doesn't matter how much petroleum products are, because we don't use them anyway. Or back in the day when they were having the gas rations and the shortages, they had a fella who put, nobody had gas, and he put his gas up for 30 cents a gallon. During the embargo, I guess you'd call it, during the Carter era, and the lines went up and down the road. I mean, they were just everywhere, and everybody was just mad as fire. Well, they finally would get up to the pumps to get that 30-cent gasoline. He says, oh, I'm sorry, we're out. It doesn't matter how much my gasoline is, I don't have any. Well, that's where you find yourself these days, and it's a fabulous, wonderful place, because now, for the first time in a very long span of tick-tock metronomed calculations of what you call time, it's interesting, you don't know where it started, and you prognosticate on when it's going to end, and it just isn't, but it comes into an upper echelon, ascended or ascension, that comes when you, in your meat sack, allow the non-physical part to have a place. And when you have that place and it doesn't offend your mind, then you come into a very wonderful, delicious place where your questions start leaning on your world. Your world then becomes a very wonderful place of embracing the new tactility that is your experience.
It's a work in progress. Like, let's say I want to teleport from where I am now to my home. And then you say, well, relax and allow and ask the question, what's the fastest path to your joy? Well, I say to myself, that's the fastest path to my joy. I want to teleport home right now, but it doesn't happen. But you're saying you have
Why?
To keep...
Why doesn't it happen?
I guess because maybe you really don't believe it.
It's not about a belief. Now, belief is just a thought you've been thinking for a long time. So don't use that as arguing for your limitation. Go to yourself. You take yourself with you most everywhere you go. Well, imagine yourself completing this task in your mind. Imagine what it would be like. Imagine how wonderful it would be not to have any traffic. Imagine leaving a big pot of something on in your house and be able to pop home, turn it off, and then pop back to where you are. It happens all day, every day. You may be doing it and not necessarily remembering. And then you get home and you find the pot on the stove and it's all turned off and you go, oh, well, I must have turned that off. See, sometimes you're actually activating. Your mind is not limited. The only limitation is you. And sometimes in this calculation, you eliminate that possibility within your own world of what is expected. So you expect gas to go up. Well, it does. You push against global warming till now you have global cooling. Oh, well, that's the outcome. Oh, where's the swine flu? Everybody was supposed to be dead by now. What happened?